As we near the 15th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, we're reminded of many stories of courage and sorrow that emerged that day. One of the lesser-known stories is the subject of a new musical, Come From Away. It tells what happened in the small town of Gander, Newfoundland. More than 6,000 airline passengers were forced to land there on 9/11 after America's airspace was closed. The play opened last night at Ford's Theater in Washington, and NPR's Wade Goodwin saw it.
If you're not a Newfoundlander, if you're just visiting, the locals say you've come from away. And where exactly are you when you've come from away?
You are here, on the edge of the world, where the river meets the sea.
The opening number grows into a forceful declaration of place. The show is filled with the music of Newfoundland, a mix of Celtic and rock. The subject material that makes a hit musical can be confounding. An entire show about what a chorus line is thinking? They want a job. That's like one song, right? And you wouldn't suppose a number about thousands of people sitting on the tarmac would be all that compelling. But the song 28 Hours is hilarious in a thank God that wasn't me sort of way.
So the flight attendant brought out all the beady bottles of liquor and delivered them to everyone.
So everyone got friendlier.
I took a couple of pictures of the view there with my camera. We didn't know where we were,
but we knew we were hammered open the airplane doors.
Retired American Airlines Captain Beverly Bass was at the helm of Flight 49, a 777 going from Paris to Dallas-Fort Worth.
It was such a tremendous relief to get off of the airplane that we'd been in so long. Probably the most astounding thing was they had tables and tables lined up of food and cakes and everything you can even imagine. The people of Gander had stayed up all night cooking food for everybody.
Bass wanted to be a pilot from the age of 7, and she became the first woman captain at American Airlines in 1986. She's played by Jen Colella.
American Airlines had the prettiest plane, so I applied as a flight engineer. But the World War II pilots, they all complained. They said girls shouldn't be in the cockpit.
Gander and the surrounding little towns played host to their thousands of uninvited visitors for 5 days, fed them, bathed them, and clothed them too. The luggage stayed on the planes. Hundreds of passengers and crew returned to Gander on the 10th anniversary, and that's where the show's authors, Canadian husband and wife team David Hine and Irene Sankoff, who both wrote words and music, interviewed many of them.
And we spent nearly a month out there speaking to anyone who would speak to us, and after a month, we still had people that we didn't have time to meet with. I mean, everyone wanted to speak to us. And even when we traveled back to New York, there are people who were stranded there that were out in New Jersey, and they traveled in 2 hours by train to talk to us because they felt so strongly about how well they were taken care of when they were stranded there.
Much of the show revolves around the interplay between the thousands of American passengers and local Ganderites. In one scene, two young gay American passengers find their way into the local pub, have one too many, and one blurts out to the other's horror that they're a couple.
You're gay?
And I'm about to pass out.
But then Maddie says,
well, praise be to God, my daughter's gay.
And then Brenda says,
sure, my sister's gay, and the woman across the road just ran off their best friend.
And then Brenda's brother says,
our uncle is 68 years old, and he just told us he's a bisexual.
We somehow ended up in the gayest town in Newfoundland.
Actor Chad Kimball plays Texan Kevin Turf, who was one half of that couple. As he flew away from Gander, Turf vowed to himself that he was going to try to live his life like the honorary Ganderite he'd become.
They don't think that they did anything special and that we would do this for anybody at any time. But I really wondered, like, would we in America, would we do what they did? and I wasn't sure.
On the day after America's airspace finally reopened and the 38 wide bodies flew away one by one, Gander's mayor found over $60,000 stuffed into the town suggestion box. It was a thank you from hundreds of grateful passengers for a scholarship, a note said.
For the people who gave up their time and they gave up their town, so let's give them a scholarship.
Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Washington.